the streets of Toronto to the backwoods of Bancroft, here's your Moose Country Minute with Mark Bonikoski.
While I had never seen one myself, wild pigs are now apparently the rage in Ontario, but in a very negative way. They're running amok. Barney Morehouse, the outdoors writer for the Bancroft Times, once my go-to weekly, said they are rampant in the province, having been spotted from Windsor to Hawkesbury and north of Algonquin Park in the French River region. They started to become an invasive species back in the 1980s when some Eurasian wild boars were imported as exotic livestock and then got it rolling by escaping and breeding with feral domestic pigs, which can pump out more than 100 piglets every 2 years. So you see the problem. Today they are pillaging crops and farmland, destroying sensitive ecosystem and the habitat of too many species to count, apparently making them America's most destructive invasive species and with virtually no natural predators. The Ministry of Natural Resources says any pig outside a fence is considered a wild pig and can be shot any time of the year if you have a small game license. But they're mostly nocturnal, which is problematic, and they usually travel in groups called a sounder. Shooting them only has their gang scattering and establishing satellite sounders and an even bigger eradication challenge, all which worries the hell out of the MNR because there is basically no way to get rid of them because there are not enough guns and bullets or enough wolves to make even a dent in their numbers. Full-grown, they can weigh in at 420 pounds, which is around the same weight of a healthy black bear in Ontario. Who would have thunk? For Outdoor Journal Radio, I'm Mark Bonikoski.
P.S. to Mark, they make mighty good eating, I'll tell you that right now. Welcome back to the program, Outdoor Journal, Sportsnet 590, The Fan. Angelo Viola, Stephen Labadie, Derek Mandeo, Jessica Alice, and of course that little bumper you're hearing is because it's time for a little in-house safety, but our usual in-house safety expert is AWOL, week two. Should we be concerned?
Yeah, what's going on?
Filling in as he does every time we can't find the Sarge is another Sarge. His name is Chris Whaley. He's inspector now of the Ontario Provincial Police, has been for a while. Good morning, Chris. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Ange. I'm terrific. How are you?
Wonderful, except what's going on with Slurfy? Any word?
Oh, I just think he's just taking a vacation. Yeah.
All right. We'll go with that.
Yeah.
That was a fascinating story Bono just unleashed on us about these wild pigs. Were you aware of that?
No, actually, I had no idea.
I'll bet you knew.
I know how invasive they are in the U.S., but I didn't know they were making their way up here.
No, I think he just unleashed some great news on all of us. I had no idea. That's crazy. I've got to ask you this, but Stephen and I were trying to see if we could rattle our brains a little bit to come up with the answer. We couldn't. Apparently, last week, our producer slammed you after you were on the air. Do you recall what he was talking about?
His slams aren't really very good. So
no,
if he had,
no.
I may not have even noticed it.
Exactly.
I run in a crowd that has some pretty sharp jabs. So if Winter was dissing me behind my back, I probably wouldn't even notice.
Exactly. Like he probably loses sleep over these things. But when he asks about it, I was like, what are you talking about? Anyways,
yeah, thing. When you write your own material like he does,
I just got a text from him. He said, I said I can save money on the new radio systems. I will not put radio repeaters in Tim Hortons.
That hurt.
Yeah,
that
we were really talking about the new radio system. Yeah, he did throw that out there.
Yeah, that really hurt. That was, Anyways, forget him for a moment. This is our Remembrance Day edition of Outdoor Journal Radio. Is this a special time of the year for the OPP?
Yeah, it is. I mean, obviously, it's a different level of service, but the members of the Ontario Provincial Police and emergency responders are public servants. And when I have a chance to talk to the new members, I remind them that if you're a public servant, that means that you have to make some sacrifice. And depending on what you do for the Ontario Public Service, that sacrifice might be different. But as a police officer, you're faced with the knowledge that your sacrifice can be significant. So this is an important time of year for us. And we do sort of feel a connection to those that have made that ultimate sacrifice. And it's something that we do hold near and dear to us, and we make sure we acknowledge that.
Yeah, there's as I mentioned earlier on, there's an interesting series of articles appearing in the Toronto Sun all of this week and this past few days about the new, what they call the new veterans. Traditionally, we like to think is a vet is somebody who fought in World War I, World War II, Korean War, even up to the Afghanistan events. But we very seldom think about veterans being somebody who just came out of the military, had spent years there, and now is a civilian. And it really, as I read the first article of the series, it really opened my eyes as to how many of these 8,000 of them join the population each year from the Canadian military. And that's very significant. I'm sure you guys have got people on the force with the OPP that have got some military background as well.
Yeah, you're right, Ange. Not just in our uniform side. I mean, they make fantastic cops, but our civilian side. The radio unit that I work in right now has a number of members that are veterans, and the skill set that they bring with them is incredible. But it's not just that; it's their attitude, it's their innovation, it's their drive to do a good job. They come out of that organization with some fantastic attributes, and we definitely benefit from it.
Yeah, it's a great bonus, but it's just something we don't even think of. Anyways, what's going on with you this weekend?
Well, I was going to spend a minute just talking about kind of an odd situation we had on Monday night. So I don't know if you recall seeing the article or not. It was a tractor-trailer driver driving down the 401. He's swerving all over the road. Members of the public are calling. They can actually see that he's got a video screen mounted to his dash and is watching the video. So our officers get him stopped in the Napanee area and end up charging him for distracted driving. Of course, you can't be watching, Game of Thrones or The Walking Dead on your monitor that's mounted on the dash, certainly. Wow. While you're driving a tractor trailer. So Ontario's got some of the most strict distracted driving penalties in any jurisdiction. So that's a $615 fine, 3 demerit points, and a 3-day suspension. That's just for the first offense. So I just wanted to remind listeners that driving really demands your entire focus. People underestimate how focused you have to be a good driver. A lot of drivers are out there they're just like sheep. When the car in front of me moves, then I can move. And to be a good driver, it really demands a lot more attention than that. So if you get a second offense for distracted driving, you can double all those penalties. A third offense, you can triple all those penalties. We get Stephen to do the math, but he already told you this morning he's terrible on math.
Yeah.
So,
especially in the morning.
So just make good decisions out there.
Sounds like a nice tip came in from one of your constituents driving on the road, probably, Sam. Or was it an OPP officer that actually caught him?
No, it was a member of the public, but I'll tell you something else. While we're talking about penalties, I mean, we really appreciate that the motorists are calling in and reporting what they see, but as a commercial driver, you face really an extra repercussion, because the company that you're driving for has this thing called a commercial vehicle operator's registration, and that tracks that company's collisions, convictions, and safety inspections. So if you're a driver that's drawing attention to that company because of your bad driving, you're going to get fired, because eventually the MTO can do interviews, they can do audits, they can send warning letters, but eventually they can seize the plates right off of your trucks, like take your fleet right off the road. So
nice.
If you're a driver that's racking up those kind of demerit points with a big truck, you're going to get cut from the team. They won't put up with that.
Nice. Don't get me started on those guys, by the way. I know there's a lot of good truck drivers out there, but there's a lot of bad ones. Anyways, we'll figure that one out. My friend, I want to thank you for filling in once again for Mr. Schlurf. And not that we don't want you back, but hopefully he'll be back in the seat next week.
Anytime, Ange. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Inspector Chris Whaley from the Ontario Provincial Police in Orillia, headquarters in Orillia.